Current State on WKAR. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. A unique community has evolved around the Love Lansing Twitter hashtag. It started out as a way for Lansing lovers to tweet the places they go and the things that they do. It's now full of retail and restaurant specials, sure, but also links to Lansing State Journal articles and cultural events, and it's even been used to rally volunteers during a holiday shortage of meal deliverers. Here with me to discuss the evolution of the Love Lansing hashtag are two early adopters, right? That's the lingo. Robin Miner-Swartz is the Director of Communications at the Capital Region Community Foundation, and Belinda Thurston is the owner of Just Be Yoga and the former digital news director for the Lansing State Journal. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Explain what, for the Twitter-averse among us, explain what the what a hashtag is, and then kind of go into what Love Lansing, the Love Lansing hashtag is all about.
Well, a hashtag is a, for all intents and purposes, a subject line, so to speak, that you can follow looking up various thematics. So if you wanted to look up stuff about dogs, you could just put a hashtag, the number sign dog, and see what people are using that for to stimulate a conversation around it. And in Lansing, we have the number sign Love Lansing as a thematic to probably really just promote the positive things about Lansing and what's going on, and in some ways to help transform how Lansing is viewed.
Anything you want to add to that, Robin?
Well, the thing that's nice about it for me is not only is it a way to search sort of more broadly within a community like the Love Lansing concept, but the hashtag in general is just a really good way to track conversations. You know, last night I was following the Grammy hashtag because I was tracking people who were watching the Grammys. And it allows you to follow conversations and not be connected to those people. So unlike Facebook, where you've got to be a friend with someone to see what they're saying and read their opinions, on Twitter, even if you're not following a person, if you search for that hashtag and somebody's talking about that, you can find that information.
How far back does Love Lansing go? Do we know?
It's one of those nebulous things. Nobody's exactly sure how and where things started, but we think we have a patient zero for Love Lansing, and that is Julie Lynn Gibbons, and she is no longer in this area, but she used to run I3 Strategies, and she was, we think, one of the first users of the hashtag, and it got connected to a group called Accelerate Lansing, which was all about, which was sort of a local franchise of a national movement to kind of get communities invigorated and connected. Accelerate Lansing then grew into what's called YSG Lansing, which is Young, Smart, and Global. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those folks who are connected to that adopted the hashtag and really started to spread it. And it, the best part about it, though, is that it's grown really organically since then. That, you know, I can be on Facebook or Twitter now and see people go by in my newsfeed who I don't know, and they're using the hashtag. So we're seeing it picked up and carried by a lot of people.
Belinda, how do you use it as a follower of it?
Well, I use it not only within Twitter, but just as a term. I think that Love Lansing has grown even beyond its use as a hashtag within Twitter, spreading it as a term into Facebook and even almost saying, hi, you Love Lansing people, and you're more or less, you know, referring to a certain group of people who are out there actively promoting and using this. But certainly as a business owner, I can pretty confidently say that were it not for the Love Lansing hashtag, I don't think that Just Be Yoga would have gotten the attention that it got as quickly as it did when the business was created about 2 years ago.
What about you, Robin? How do you use it just as an individual?
I use it to connect to things that I just think are positive about our area in general, and not in any one particular realm, whether it's, you know, tourism or entertainment or just something about my neighbors or my neighborhood. The thing that really spoke to me about the hashtag is I'm a townie. I'm a homer. I was born here. I went to, you know, East Lansing High School, LCC, Michigan State. I never left. And I spent a lot of years explaining to people who did leave why I stayed and why I liked it. And during that time, I was also working at the State Journal, and I felt like I was the only person who loved Lansing. I would hear so much negative stuff from people about the region, and it really frustrated me because I always loved it. And so when this hashtag came about, I felt like I found my people. There are people out there who like this as much as I do. And it was really great affirmation for me, thinking, okay, I stayed here for a reason, and it's because of these people. It's because these people want to be connected. They want to be positive about the region. I am not... I don't feel like, no, this, you know, we've glazed over and ignored the bad things that are happening. I'm not that naive, but I do think it's a very smart way for us to talk about our city in a positive way and to work together to get it to a better place.
We're talking with Robin Miner Swartz and Belinda Thurston about the Love Lansing hashtag here on Current State on WKAR. Other cities have adopted a very similar kind of approach, I guess, with regard to social media, on Twitter specifically. Can we say that? I mean, has this become a fixture in other cities the way it has in Lansing?
You know, we were discussing this before coming on air. In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. We are using it in an organic way that is promotional and positive, as opposed to just putting the label, this happened in Lansing. So you could use the hashtag Lansing to just say, geographically, this is where something occurred, as opposed to indicating that you're going to see a certain type of content. So I think that it is being used a little differently, and we're not seeing the exact same thing in other cities.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add to that, Robin?
You know, I agree. In fact, when I travel, I get on Twitter before I go and I check out what's going on in the city and I try to find something like that, and I've yet to run across something that's that sort of all-purpose and yet organic. You know, we were looking at lists of other hashtags in the state of Michigan, and merely putting a hashtag in front of a city, I don't think develops that same community that we're talking about that builds up around Love Lansing.
Where do you think this is headed?
That's a great question.
That is a very good question.
Where in the trajectory are we in the growth of this thing?
I wonder if the momentum needs now to be carried beyond social media. I think that we're seeing evidence of it in some of our activities and some of the programs and events that are being held around town. I could say that maybe Vacant is an event that has gone out of the social media world into the community, but can we find other events and maybe an organizational structure that can continue to promote and create this positive image for Lansing, taking this movement, branding it, and maybe finding a good way to tap into more resources to be able to help improve our community as well as to expose all the good things that go on.
Robin?
It's sort of a double-edged sword because on the one hand, we do absolutely want what Belinda's talking about. But on the other hand, part of what's made Love Lansing so special is that no one has ownership of it and that it grows organically. But the downside of that is we have some fatigue, too. You know, with the Love Lansing hashtag, we've seen the evolution of things like TEDx Lansing, Ignite Lansing, Frost Fest, Trebuchet Day, all of these amazing, Vacant Lansing, all of these amazing events that the people who are most enthusiastic about Love Lansing have created, but they are sort of tapped out on their resources, and it's like, how many of these events can we create to keep being awesome? We need a 2.0. We need a new infusion of people and enthusiasm who can come in and say, I love Lansing too. I want to help. Here's my idea. Here's how I can contribute to making this a great city.
Did you tweet about your appearance on Current State?
Of course.
Loaded question there, if ever I heard one. Robin Miner Swartz is Director of Communications at the Capital Region Community Foundation. Belinda Thurston is the owner of Just Be Yoga and the former digital news director for the Lansing State Journal. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Mark.
You.